I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. The Heartland Chapter of Junior Achievement needs volunteers to help prepare students for life and the workforce. If you've recently exclaimed, "Kids these days," JA has a job for you. Spokeswoman Tanya Hambly says Junior Achievement of the Heartland is based in Moline, but serves 24 counties with around 2,900 volunteers. And anyone can be a volunteer, from college students to retirees.
But the magical part of Junior Achievement is that volunteer who shares their personal experiences. Because what happens when the volunteer does that is the students start to understand the relevancy of what they're learning in the classroom and how that applies to the real world. And it's a great opportunity for volunteers from the business community to get in front of students and talk about their experience and, in essence, promote their business, too.
The lessons are all ready to go, and new JA volunteers receive about 1 hour of training. An example is a program for third graders called JA Our City. The students become entrepreneurs who plan to open a restaurant.
What kind of food am I going to serve at my restaurant? Who am I going to hire first? Is it a chef? Is it a server? Is it the dishwasher? Who gets hired first? And then also, how will I promote my business? What kind of advertising do I need? And during that process, then, they're also looking at the expenses and then project what their profitability will be as well.
While more than 60% of Junior Achievement volunteers serve several years in a row, the chapter has to find nearly 1,200 new volunteers each year. Hambly says teachers and volunteers work out schedules that work for both. Some go to classes once a week for a number of weeks, others teach one period 5 days in a row, and volunteers can choose from elementary, middle, or high school classes. I'm Michelle O'Neill.